7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. And the weather is bouncing around, I mean, 70s and 80s, and now we're back into the teens and 20s. Mother Nature, I don't think, has any idea what's going on. So I thought I'd ask CN to join us from Wild Delight to tell us what we should be doing for our birds in this type of weather. Good morning, CN.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm very well, very well. It's getting cool out. 28 degrees at my house this morning.
I know. Isn't that crazy? When we're basking in the sun, and the next week we got the coats and gloves back on. Very confusing.
Really? How can we help the birds? I know a lot of us feed, and I'm finally getting the birds to come on my feeder now, and noticing even in Maine a few robins have arrived. What should we be doing?
Oh, my. I mean, and the birds are going to be as confused as we are with all this warm and then cold weather. Just keep that feeder full of some really good seed mixes, because they're going to be hungry. All our migratory birds have started to move. The warmth has accelerated some migrations. I mean, hummingbirds have been spotted in Connecticut and upstate New York already.
Wow. I haven't seen any in Maine, but if they're in Connecticut, it's just a matter of time before they get into Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine with this crazy weather.
Right. I mean, the rule of thumb is when you see the forsythias bloom, you know, you should be thinking about putting at least one hummingbird feeder out there. But I check a migration map, and there were three postings in Connecticut.
Wow. Now, what site are you going to, CN, so that people can check that migration rate also?
It's www.hummingbirds, and that's plural with the S at the end, hummingbirds.net. And there is a migration map that you click on, and people post their sightings as the birds re-enter the United States and move up the East Coast. This way you can kind of gauge when to put a feeder out.
That's a great...
And with this warm weather, a lot of things have accelerated. So
yeah,
there's quite a bit of movement.
Okay. Now, for our regular birds, because it's still cold, suet, very, very important still?
Oh, absolutely. I feed suet year-round, and if you're using a good rendered beef fat suet, you don't have to worry about the heat of the summer melting it and dripping it. And that's why a lot of people don't feed suet in the summertime, because they don't want that happening. I don't experience that. I have a suet log with the holes plugged, you know, drilled into it, that I pack full of our Wild Delight suet. And I keep that out there year round. And I've got the downies, the hairies, the red bellies. I get the nuthatches on it. I get everybody on it. So yes, keep the suet out year round. They love it.
Okay. Now, if you were going to be putting one type of seed in your feeder, what do you recommend now?
Well, we have a mix called Nut and Berry. It's a really good mix. It's got a lot of the good sunflower. It's got an assortment of nuts and fruit in it. It's a good all-around mix. And I love it. I keep my, or at least one of my feeders, totally full with that. I like to switch through it. We make the fruit and berry, the woodpecker. So I've got several different feeders out there. But I got to make sure that one of them is full of nut and berry.
Wow. And I know the weather was still a little bit cold. I mean, when I started the radio program this morning at 6, it was 19 degrees at my house.
That's not right.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we were 80 last week, and this morning it was 19. It has warmed up. It's 28 degrees now, but
it's
a
heat wave, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the poor plants are going crazy. You know?
Yeah, they really are going crazy. Now, how about the putting out the bird bath? Is that going to be a problem putting it out now?
Well, I have two heated bird baths out at this time of the year. I was just thinking about, you know, unplugging them and switching them out with regular bird baths. Then when I saw the nighttime temperatures going down into the 20s, I was just like, maybe I'll wait a couple more weeks. But I keep a bird bath out year-round because it's extremely important to provide water for your birds. I mean, and that'll bring them in. That'll even bring in birds that are not seed eaters because water is a great attractant for all birds. So, yes,
so
definitely get a bird bath out there. You should have a heated one if you're in a very cold area and then switch it out in the, you know, in the springtime when the nighttime temperatures, you know, they stay consistently in the up 40s and up. Once they're in the 30s and lower, then you got to worry about freezing.
Okay.
So watch the nighttime temperatures.
Watch the nighttime temperatures, and if we can stay above 40, then definitely keep it outside.
Oh, absolutely.
And full.
You don't have to use a heated one. Because once it hits that freezing mark, then you got to worry about it freezing.
Okay. Now, tell us about your website. I know people are always looking for information, and Wild Delight has a great website with all kinds of information about various kinds of birds.
www.wilddelight.com. Join our Birders Club. I get the greatest information with talking with other birders. And you join our club, and you can blog people across the country with their different birding questions, troubleshooting problems. It's just amazing with the information you can get from other people.
So tell us about this birding club. People sign up, and what happens?
Well, then you're part of the club. Then you can, you know, basically post questions and people can answer them.
So that if you have a question about your feeder or a specific bird, you can post it on that website and people who read it will answer you?
Correct.
Wow. That's neat.
There's nothing more fun than talking with other birders.
I like that idea. I like that idea. So it's like it's almost like a talk show about birds on the internet that you can post your questions and you'll have people from all parts of the country giving you answers.
Right. Or just, you know, just sharing experiences. I mean, I'm always learning something new. And it's just much fun.
Yeah, it has to be a lot of fun. Now, as we get into the warm weather and we're still feeding the birds, how should we store our bird food? Does it have to be kept cool or can it go in your garage or a tool shed without having a problem?
The best place is a cool, dry place. If you expose it to a great deal of moisture, you're going to run the risk of mold growing on it. So you want to keep it cool and dry to keep it fresh. You can keep it in a nice container. I use a metal container with a lid on it, and I keep it in a cool, dry place.
Now, I know if I put my bird food in my tool shed during the summer, it's going to get to be 100 degrees. That's not good for the bird food, is it?
No, I really, especially if you're going to have a mix with fruit in it. You know, the heat will help, you know, cause the fruit to kind of ferment. And it also, you know, how long it takes you to go through that container. You know, if it only takes you a couple of days to go through that container, I really wouldn't worry about it. But if you're going to store it for several weeks in the heat, that fruit is going to ferment. So
again,
anything with fruit in it, you definitely want to keep it cool.
Okay. So if you, so like a basement or a garage rather than using a tool shed that has the door closed and it really, really gets hot in there.
Yeah, if you don't want to put it in an oven-like situation.
Okay.
And I mean, it's a food. It's a consumable food, so you really don't, you want to take a little bit of care with it.
I had a woman who emailed me. Oh, we're coming up on the break. When we come back, I have a woman who emailed me, and she has had robins coming to her yard. Is there something that you can sprinkle on your lawn that will help the robins until they can find the worms? Well, look for your answer right after these messages.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later...
and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Cianne from the Wild Delight, and at this time of the year, Cianne, with this crazy weather, fleas and ticks are beginning to come out into the lawn.
Oh,
if we sprinkle, if we sprinkle some bird food, do you think that may encourage the birds to eat a few of those ticks and fleas?
Well, I don't know if they'll really go after the fleas and ticks, but there are there's some great, you could put fruit out for the birds, because you were saying before robins,
right,
aside from eating worms, they love fruit. They're one of your fruit-eating birds. So if you don't have a lot of fruit-bearing shrubs in your area or around your yard, put out some fruit. I mean, we do make a mix called fruit and berry, which has apples, raisins, cranberries, juniper berries, and cherries in it. You could put that out, or if you just want to put out straight raisins or straight cranberries, you know, some apples, that would be great. And there are a lot of birds that love fruit.
Now,
so that'll be a real, that'll be a, something else to offer them.
How would you put that out for the robins? Because I don't often see a robin on a bird feeder. Would you make like a platform for them to go onto where they have a large surface?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when if you scatter it on the ground, then you could, that'll make a mess on the ground. If you use a platform, you're offering them someplace to go, and you also have a control over it and keeping the area tidy for them.
Okay. So if we just took maybe like a trash barrel, stood it up on its bottom, and then cut like a piece of plywood and just set the bird food on there, that way the robins could land on that and feed.
That's a real simple way to do it. They do make platform feeders that you can, that have little legs that you can set on the ground. There are several different ways you can be creative and make your own, or you can go out and buy one made specifically for that.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And you would recommend a fruit and nut mix, or fruit and berry, you said, right?
Fruit and berry. Something high in fruit.
Okay.
But don't forget, a lot of birds like the fruit. And you're going to be getting a lot of your migratory birds. So you got your tanagers, your towhees. They all like fruit. Your catbirds, your oriole. All your fruit eaters are coming back. And I'm very excited about that. I can't wait.
And people can start cutting oranges in half and getting up their Baltimore Oreo feeders open now, right?
Well, it all depends on where you are. I mean, like I said, the warm weather has accelerated a lot of things. I usually notice or I usually hear the Oreo long before I see him. And he generally comes around when the maple trees start sending out their little flowery seed pods.
Okay.
That's when I usually start hearing him because he eats those. And he does like my suet. I do have a jelly feeder for him. And then I put oranges out for him as well.
Wonderful.
But I found my red-bellied woodpecker likes the oranges, too. So he's a little greedy, and he usually gets to those oranges and just eats them right away, and then he pulls them off the peg and throws them on the ground when he's done eating them. Oh, my goodness, he's got attitude. It's almost like he's finished, he flings it off the peg and says, I'm done, get me another one.
Get me another one. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, give us the website for the hummingbirds again.
www.hummingbirds, it's plural, .net.
And the website where people can join the birding club for Wild Delight.
www.wilddelight.com.
Just as simple as that.
Absolutely. This is a great time of the year. We're entering into spring, so have the right feeder out there, the right food, have a water source out there, and also garden for them. I am a big gardener for the birds. I've planted fruit-bearing little shrubs all over the place from different viburnums, elderberries, sand cherries, but also flowers, your echinaceas, your sunflowers, your hyssops, agastaches, penstemons, salvias. There's a world of bird-friendly plants out there. So you put all these components together, and you'll have a fabulous spring and summer watching the birds.
Thank you, CN. You have a great, great Sunday morning. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to ClearChoice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds. ClearChoice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
And welcome to the Bald Parrot Cat Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. So if we can help you, give us a call right now, and we'll help to answer all of your gardening questions. That's 855-660-4261. Well, we've had such a mild winter. The experts are predicting that we're going to have a lot of insects, more than we normally do. So I want to give you a few alternatives. I know a lot of you want to keep your lawns organic. And if you have had Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn, there is something called a nematode. And a nematode is a microscopic insect, I guess. It's a creature that lives in the soil. In the northern part of the country, when winter arrives, the weather kills a lot of them. In the south, they will survive year after year. You can now go to your local garden center and you can buy nematodes. The name of the company is called Environmental Factor. And it comes in like a little plastic egg, and it has to be refrigerated because these are living creatures. You break open the egg, you put it in a bottle sprayer, and you spray it on your lawn. And then you water. These nematodes will work their way into your soil. They will search out a food source, which is the grub, the Oriental and the Japanese beetle, both of them at the same time. They enter the body of the grub, begin to mate, and live off of the flesh of the grub, killing it, and then the eggs will hatch, and more nematodes will come out of the dead grub, and they continue moving. So it's totally organic, and it works 100% effective. And you can use it in the vegetable garden as well as your lawn. So this is another way to stay organic, but it's called nematodes. And the name of the company is called Environmental Factor. And you can go to your local garden center, and they will carry it for you. Again, you just spray it, and it works unbelievable. That way you don't have to use any chemicals on your lawn if you want to stay organic. Now, at this time of the year, time to fertilize. So especially if you have any new plant material that was set in last year, get them fed. That will help them to produce more foliage, help to thicken them out, and to repair any winter damage that they may have on them. But stop thinking about doing that. The lawn should be fed. And your local garden center will have different four-step lawn care programs that you can purchase that will take care of it. Now, the main thing that you have to do is when you go into the garden center, if you're going to purchase a four-step program, if you're going to be planting grass seed, you need to tell the salesperson, because they can change the four-step program that will allow you to plant grass seed and kill the crabgrass at the same time. And the crabgrass preventer needs to be applied sooner than later. When the forsythia, the yellow forsythia, begins to shed its flowers, is a signal that the crabgrass has begun to germinate. Okay, so go into the garden center, tell them, I want to kill crabgrass, and that will be step one. Step two is to kill broadleaf weeds and concentrate right now on feeding your lawn and preventing crabgrass. And it's really important that you get it done now. The sooner the better. And if you want to keep it organic, go to Blue Seal. Blue Seal has something called Safe and Simple, and it's totally natural. It's corn gluten, and it will prevent crabgrass seed and broadleaf weed seeds like dandelion, chicory, and clover from thriving in your lawn. Okay? Just a few quick things for you to do this week, if possible. But try and get the crabgrass done. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Cape Cod with a question about raspberries.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you. Actually, I'm asking about a friend's raspberries. I was visiting in California this winter, and my friend has a series of raised beds, and one of them had raspberries in it, which weren't doing much. I mean, they weren't early in the summer. So they were kind of in dormancy. And I said, when do you cut them back? Because I said, Paul Parent says they will only fruit once and then you cut them back. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So he said, well, I don't. So I said, may I cut them back? So I cut back almost all of them because I all had the vestiges of little berries on them. And I cut them back to about a couple of inches to the ground. And, of course, they're still dormant, I guess. Have I killed them?
No. No. See, the thing that happens, Anne, if you grow raspberries, that cane that comes up, that branch, will only produce fruit one season.
Yeah.
The following year, the cane is still there, but it's only foliage. And what people do that have not pruned it is all of a sudden they have this massive plant with lots of leaves but no flowers and eventually no fruit because all the energy is going into the production of foliage on an old plant.
Okay,
so
what will
by
come
you,
up this year?
So new shoots will come up as soon as the weather gets nice. And once the new growth begins, it will flower and produce fruit late in the season. So tell your friend not to worry about it, that they should be feeding it now. The weather will get better. The new growth will come out of the ground, and it will make flowers and then eventually fruit. But if you want the best raspberries, at the end of the year, anything that made a fruit should be removed to encourage new growth because it's the new growth that makes the berries, not the old. So you did everything correctly. They just have to wait for the weather to get stable and for the plants. But if they could feed them, in California, the largest fertilizer company there is Dr. Earth. And tell them to go to the garden center, get some Dr. Earth vegetable and fruit fertilizer, and to apply it now. And then 6 weeks from now, do it again. And if they can do that two, maybe even three times, her raspberries will be incredible. And when you remove the old foliage and you feed and you water as necessary, many times you will get a heavy crop in the summer and then again in the fall, much fewer berries, but you will get a double crop production on that same plant. But you did everything right. The other thing you tell them is make sure the grasses don't come in. So as soon as they see the grasses, cultivate, get them out, keep the bed clean. If they want to put down some compost a couple inches thick or some pine bark mulch, or pine needles, cocoa shells, anything light and fluffy, that will keep the weeds out, and it will help to retain the moisture in the soil. And depending where she lives in California, if it gets really hot, and you've got 2 inches of bark mulch, pine needles, straw, it helps to retain the moisture so that they don't have to water as often. There'll be no weeds. And because the plant can get more moisture, the berries are going to become larger. Now, talking about berries, if any of you have strawberries in your garden and your strawberry patch is older than 3 years, what you need to do today or in the weeks to come is to go in that strawberry patch, dig out all of the best looking plants, throw everything else away, and replant. Because after 3 years, the bed gets to be very, very thick. They compete against each other, and you get fewer berries, and they're smaller inside. Commercial strawberry companies, after the third year, rototill the entire bed and replant. And now it's a good time because your strawberries are just beginning to grow. So dig out the best looking new shoots, throw everything out, add some animal manure, add some compost, a little bit of lime, rototill or use a pitchfork and blend, and then replant so that they're about 15 inches apart. And you'll have berries by the summer. Now, the one other thing, the very first set of flowers, pinch them off and remove them. It helps the plant tremendously.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden centre. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Harry from New Hampshire with a question about lilies of the valley.
Hey, Harry, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, thank you, Paul. We have Lily of the Valley problems. My wife buys these pipit Lily of the Valley plants almost every spring. We have very poor luck with them. They're supposed to be easy to grow and perennial and so forth, but she just doesn't have very good luck with them. I don't know what the problem is. Any suggestions?
Where is she planting them, Harry?
Oh, near the house in the garden area along the... And sometimes around the tree, under a tree, for instance, or kind of a shady area somewhat, try to protect them from the elements. But we have no success with growing them. I don't know why. They're supposed to be easy to grow and fun to grow, and perennial and all that, and they just don't do a thing. I don't know why.
Now, does she buy plants or does she buy bare root, what they call pips?
Yeah, she buys the pips.
She does. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's planting them in the springtime?
Yes, Yep.
And they never sprout, or they sprout they don't come back?
Might have one or two sprouts, and that's about it. And they don't do much of anything. They just kind of sit there and don't do much of anything all summer long. And next year they might come back, and they might not. They're supposed to spread like wildfire and get out of control, but I haven't seen the evidence of that yet.
Yeah, okay. Tell her what I would suggest she does is to try and get them planted as early as possible.
Okay.
And have her dig a hole about 6 inches wide. And if she's planting underneath a tree or in the garden, and make sure there's some good soil to put this little runner, this little pip in, and have her buy something called Biotone. Biotone is a new product from Espoma, and they make Holytone and Plantone. And Biotone is microbes that are designed to stimulate the root system of the plant. And I would put a teaspoon in the hole, work it in with the soil, set her pip so that it's horizontal, not up and down, but running horizontal, and you cover it with about an inch or two at the most of just regular soil, and then keep it well watered. But I think that the Biotone, and make sure she's planting it horizontal rather than up and down, because it runs like a runner, like a root parallel to the ground, not up and down. And during the summer months, when you get temperatures in the high 80s and low 90s, especially the first year, it's really important that she waters those plants on a weekly basis. Once they get caught, she'll have enough to give away. But it's just to get them initially started, like anything else. The better you prepare the hole, and by adding this Biotone, I'm pretty sure that will solve her problem. And again, during the summer, once a week, a real good soaking. Now, if the new shoots do not develop within a 2 to 3 week period after planting, then she should go back to whoever she bought them from and let them know. Because it's possible that some of the pips could have dried out while in storage during the winter. And she should have at least 90 to 95% that will survive that transplant. Okay? But, you know, have her get started early. Make sure there's good soil, a little bit of Biotone, 2 inches deep, running horizontally, not up and down, and keep it wet during the heat of summer, and you should be all set.